What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live in the morning. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches More Crunches podcast. Now, I know y'all sitting here wondering, why is he live in the morning? That was not the plan. That was not part of my day. But I had a curveball in my day, and it looks like I can't do the show tonight. And I just literally found out about it like 30, 40 minutes ago. So I don't want to not have a show because I don't want to make excuses. Because that's what y'all favorite trainers be doing. I don't want to make excuses because that's what y'all favorite content creators be doing. Nothing stops the show, and that's why we the source. And since we are the source, why don't you go ahead and hit the like button? And yet, if you're wondering why you need to hit the like button, it's because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining. The most haters. I wake up to hate and go to sleep to hate daily. The funniest fitness podcast. And the list continues, but I ain't got that much time today. But you know I am going to tell the truth, and you know I do have to go. So listen, with all that being said, we're going to get straight to it. Ain't too much fluff today. What you know, Joe, what's going on, brother?
Welcome to the show.
Catching the live. What's up, Fit Fam? Hashtag source, absolutely. And listen, man, like I said, we're not going to be here for a full hour. I can tell you that right now. Unless it gets crazy. We get a crazy troll in here or something, which I doubt was going to happen because usually they know better. But anyway, let's get to the episode. But you see the title. She can't be more than 175 pounds. We got big dudes out here, pause.
No diddy, you know?
We got overweight guys, out of shape guys, sitting here saying that women can't be more than 175 pounds.
Nope.
If you're going to say that, you better look like the person she would want if she was less than 175 pounds. But that's not the case here. So listen, we're going to check it out. Andy and Dolly, early live, absolutely.
Welcome to the show.
Dope shirt. That's definitely what I need to be doing. Robert Hodge, what's going on? Yes, sir. This is the name of the podcast. This is part of the brand. You're going to hear it a lot, so get used to it. And you could cop a shirt, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com. With all that being said, let's get to the video. Robert Hodge, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Let's check it out. Here it is.
You look a certain way.
Well, I work out.
Who work out?
Nope. I'm
you
not super fit. I work out. I'm not physically super 100%, you know, like.
And it's nothing wrong with that if you're not 100% fit. This is a journey.
That super chiseled frame, but.
That's okay.
I really don't want something that's super, super heavy. You know, I just don't like.
Well, brother, at 400 pounds is what it looks like. You can't ask for that.
Super heavy. Because I can't lift you up. If I can't lift you up, I'm not really making your day.
She can't. You can't lift her up, but she could lift your belly up. You can't lift her up, but you can't get yourself up the steps.
Yeah, Kendra, I don't want something I can't lift up.
Look at Kendra's face.
I mean, for real. I'm cheating them out of a good time. At least be about 175 or lower. No, get up in the top.
That's crazy.
Is that too much to ask for?
Hey, you asking for way too much. You need to ask for another gym membership and another personal trainer. Because what the hell is you thinking about?
So weigh as much as one of your arms.
No, I mean.
Shout out to Kendra G.
Dom the Monko. 175 isn't really, that's not too big. Let's do the Kendra cam.
Shit.
Oh, okay, okay.
Uh-oh, I mean, uh-oh, they cut it off. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
This is my opinion, man. This is just my opinion. You feel free to disagree. If you're in the process, you need to find somebody that's in the process. Or you need to just not date until you hit your fitness goal.
Nope.
Because he's out of his mind. He about 400 and wants somebody under 200. Preferably a woman that's in the gym under 200. You're tripping, my guy. They want the fit guy. You're out of your mind. We'll watch it one more time, and we're gonna keep it moving because he's tripping. Don't expect something from me that you can't provide yourself. 1 second. Let me put this back up here.
Well, I work out. I'm not super fit. I work out. I'm not physically super 100%.
We see
you know,
that.
Like in that, you know, that yeah, super chiseled that. Frame. But
yeah, we see that.
I really don't want something that's super, super heavy. You know, I just don't like.
Yeah, don't ask for something that's not super heavy and you super heavy.
Nope.
Now, I'm happy you on your fitness journey. And I understand you want somebody that's aligned with that. And somebody that believes in the same things you believe in, they trying to be on a meal plan. They trying to get up early and go get active before work. I respect that. But you a beginner. You can't ask for a seasoned vet in this game, a woman that's been putting in work. You can't do that. Or a woman who was in your shoes and she ain't in them big ass shoes no more.
Big back activity.
She went from big shoes to fit shoes.
Big back activity.
You can't even fit your shoes because your feet too fat.
Big back activity.
You can't fit your pants because you're too wide and an all outsider.
Big back activity.
You fatty than two patties.
Big back activity.
Bigger than two Snickers.
Big back activity.
Like super heavy. Because I can't lift you up. If I can't lift you up, I'm not really leaving your day. Yeah, Kendra, I don't want something I can't lift up.
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
I mean, for real. I'm cheating them out of a good time. At least be about 175 or lower.
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
We can have a good time.
He's out of his mind.
Is that too much to ask for?
So weigh as much as one of your arms.
She cooked.
No, I mean 175.
Yeah, Kendra G been watching the show. A lot of y'all content creators be watching the show.
Isn't really. That's not too big. Let's do the Kendra cam.
Oh, okay, okay.
I mean.
Oh yeah, get him off the screen, man. He's cooked.
Oh, brother, he's this cooked. Guy stinks.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way. But it is a way that I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button. Hey, listen, man. Yeah, SAG, I had to go live. I had a curveball in my day, man, which is going to force me to miss the show tonight. So I got a window of time right now. So I said, let me go live. Delusional at its best, absolutely. What the hell is this dude on? Has he looked in the mirror? What you think?
Nope.
Absolutely not. He had to scoot to get up out the chair. Yes.
Nope.
Stop the cap.
You don't work out, homie. That's crazy. Nah, man, it got to be a skit. It ain't a skit. And we got a couple of videos that look like skits. And they look like some bullshit.
Bullshit?
Because it's getting crazy out here. We got this lady here. She said, hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm killing y'all. We got this lady here. She said, the big life saved her from a ratchet life.
Big back activity.
The big life saved her from a ratchet life.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
That's what she said. Let's check it out. Because y'all ain't going to believe this one. Y'all ain't going to believe this. The big life probably saved me from a ratchet one. And she starts twerking.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
The big life probably saved me from a ratchet one. And she starts twerking. Look, Matt, listen. First of all, this is crazy, bro. What are you talking about here? Nothing about this life that you chose, that your habits chose, is healthy. I'd rather you live a smaller ratchet life than this big back ass life.
Big back activity.
All that arms, all I see from that arm is...
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
That right there is ridiculous. And you ain't twerking shit. There's no reason to ever choose this life. This, listen, I don't think y'all understand the preventable diseases that you're leading yourself to. And I don't think y'all understand that y'all choices did this and it wasn't no damn genetics.
The diet don't work for you the same.
What's really going on in America, bro? People be getting mad at me. But this is glorified. So the fact that she's twerking means she think that she's sexy. She think this is sexy. And it's probably a ninja in her DM gassing her up.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And I'm not going to say what race he is. But this right here, this is ridiculous, man. It didn't save you from that. You probably would have burned more calories if you lived a ratchet life. You probably would have been more active if you lived a ratchet life. You probably would have been eating less if you lived a ratchet life. I'd much rather you be a hood rat than this. And I said what I said, and you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Listen, twerking ain't for everybody. It ain't. We putting laws out on twerking. This is getting crazy. And I said what I said, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go, and you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. It's crazy, bro. That just fat moving, not twerking. Absolutely. Her leg gonna go out. Oh, you know it's gonna go out.
My leg went out.
And her back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
And her belly pregnant.
My back pregnant.
And where you think she ate before she made this video?
It's Burger King.
Where you think she ate before she made this video?
It's Wendy's.
Where did she just leave before she made this video?
It's barbecue in there.
She knows she was at the barbecue, at the cookout, with Big Back Man on the grill.
Big Back activity.
On the smoker. Probably her ninja.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Checking in now, just getting home. Today was lit. Hey, shout out DeMond. DeMond was killing the workout today. Yeah, DeMond, I had to go early. I had a little curveball in my day, man. So that's why I'm here in the morning. Big backhand with a crop top is ratchet. I said what I said. And you know she going to tell the truth. And you know she got to go. To be honest, looks like she's trying to hold on to something to make sure she doesn't fall. That's probably what she does when she walks down a flight of steps. Hi, my name is Rosie.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
She built just like Rosie. Wow, live early morning. Good morning. What's up, Marsha? What's going on? Ranch life okay, but ratchet not.
Let him cook.
Yeah, you know all her salads got big ranch on them. Big mama, your arm. Yeah, that's
my leg went out.
Chunky funky when it's something serious. Hey, yo, that's crazy, Joe. She don't need to be twerking. She need to be walking.
Let him cook.
Absolutely. She's chunky ratchet. Marsha, you're out of here. That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
Robert Hodge said, whoa. The diet don't work for her the same. That's why she went to Wendy's instead.
The diet don't work for you the same.
It's Wendy's.
Yeah, she went to Popeyes too.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
Yeah, she went everywhere. She went to Jack in the Box. She went to In-N-Out. She went to Wiener Schnitzel. Cold Stone. Dairy Queen. Auntie Anne's Pretzels. TGI Fridays. Cozy Nicole called a live. It's a great Wednesday. Yo.
Welcome to the show.
What's going on, Quincy? Hey, man, make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm killing y'all on this surprise episode that I wasn't supposed to do today at this time, but it is what it is. And make sure y'all hit the like button. What's up, Shelly?
Welcome to the show.
I did my first 30 minutes on the Stairmaster this morning. Shout out to you, Shelly. Got to work in before the Best Fitness Podcast. She need to focus on walking, not twerking. Exactly. Good job, Shelly. Absolutely. All right, we got another lady. She says her marginalized body creates representation. Her marginalized body creates representation.
What?
I'm not sure what that means. If anybody knows what that means, y'all let me know in the comments. But if not, we just gonna check it out. Where's the video? Here. No, that's not it. Here it is. All right, here we go. We see it. Every time you go out in a marginalized body, you're creating representation that says people like you belong in the world. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Here we have another situation of we tell people, hey, you got to prioritize your health. Hey, it's probably not healthy to be that big. You should do something about it, right? You're probably bigger than most people. You probably don't fit in society in a normal way, literally and figuratively. You don't fit there. So people give you funny looks, right? People might treat you a certain way.
Nope.
Is it unfortunate? It is unfortunate, but it's the truth, right? You got to face the truth. We got another case of that. And here you go coming up with different phrases and different words and different excuses to normalize that shit. And this right here is going to stop in 2025. This right here is going to stop in 2025. We got, never mind. Let me chill. It's the morning time. But if we don't call this out, this shit is going to get worse and it's going to continue. Every time you go out in a marginalized body, what is a marginalized body? Usually they use marginalized with people that are discriminated against, people for things that they quote-unquote can't control as race, right? You can't control your race. I guess you can control religion, but people have religious beliefs. People have sexual orientations that they call themselves, right? They say that is technically something that you can't control. People could argue about that, but that's not the point, right? This right here is from a poor lifestyle.
Nope.
Bad habits. Ninjas calling you thick in your DM.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
Them thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Creating this poor lifestyle does not make you marginalized. Y'all gotta stop that bullshit.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Because it's getting to the point now where we heard so many excuses. You got the girl trying to sue Lyft off some bullshit. We get to the point where we don't care.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
We ain't going for this shit no more, man. This right here is crazy. I know y'all see that big ass leg.
My leg went out.
That's from your choices. That ain't from, you ain't wake up with that leg.
My leg went out.
You ain't wake up with them big mama arms early.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
That's your choices. You sat down. You could have got a little Planet Fitness membership and got to walking on the treadmill. You could have walked outside. You didn't have to go to Burger King.
It's Burger King.
You didn't have to eat.
It gotta eat.
You ain't have to do all that. So understand that. You sitting here trying to put yourself in this group of people that actually are, you know, discriminated against, which that's the whole other topic. I'm not trying to get into that today. But you ain't part of that. You part of the Big Back crew.
Big Back activity.
And the Big Back gonna do what it do.
Big Back activity.
And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Cooking. I wasn't even supposed to do the podcast this early. And I'm still cooking.
Let him cook.
Say what you want, but this is the best fitness podcast out. Fat isn't marginalized. Being overly fat can be changed. Absolutely. This body positivity movement is like arsenic. It encourages people to remain unhealthy. Stop equating that ish to race. It's not the same thing. It also undermines those who got to struggle with racism. I agree. But it's, I mean, we're going to keep it fitness today. I'm not going to go here. But it's gotten to the point where people don't even want to hear racist shit no more. They don't want to hear it. Every it's like the boy who cried wolf, right? People don't want to hear that shit no more. And I could go deeper on this topic, but, you know, maybe if we didn't, should I say this? No, I'm not going to say this. Maybe I'll save it for Friday. But I really feel like that these mindsets have affected some political decisions that are currently taking place. I'm not about to start with y'all today, but some of y'all could put it together. Some of y'all might not be able to. Maybe I'll say it one day. Maybe I won't. Checking in for this early morning live stream before I go to work in about an hour. What's up, Wicked Scorpion? What's going on, brother?
Welcome to the show.
That's a big ass Rainbow Coalition member. Yeah, she uses pronouns. She definitely changed her pronouns. And she has a cane. Come on, man. You need to do better. Yep. And there's nothing wrong with being black. Something is wrong with being obese. It'll literally kill you. Absolutely. Body positivity is a myth and a mental illness. Absolutely. Robert Hodge. As a big fella myself, I just can't understand how other fat folks think that the world needs to be overly accommodating for us. We just got to make accommodations for ourselves and do better. And that's what it is, man. And shout out to you for that comment. And it's not going to happen in a day. It's a process. It's about getting better. Do people like myself, we're going to make jokes. We're going to speak on it. But the goal is to get you on your journey. All right, we're not trying to get you to look like Jonathan Majors out here, Michael B. Jordan, unless you want to. That's perfectly fine. But the goal is to get better and be aware of the shit and acknowledge the shit. That's the goal. Speak on the C. Marty playing victim so long no one cares anymore.
We do not care.
People don't care no more, man. And like I said, it's affecting political decisions now. You sit here bitch and complain about political decisions, but look at what has happened to lead up to that. Now, I know that's a lot above a lot of y'all intellect, but, you know, maybe I'll talk about it one day. I'll talk about it on TikTok. How about that? Go follow my TikTok. I'll talk about it there and get people upset. See, Marty, you're absolutely right about current political conditions.
Let him cook.
Listen, if I was talking about this tonight, if this came up tonight, I would go into it more, but I don't have as much time today. So I do got to get out of here. Weak, out of shape people need gold medals the way they love playing victim. And guess what? Guess what else about gold medals? You play in the victim Olympics long enough, eventually you're going to get a gold medal. That gold medal in the victim Olympics is that obese-ass body we just looked at, them obese-ass complaints, and these obese-ass results that we got. That's the gold medal you get. People whine too much about Trump anyway. I got my own shit I have to worry about other than that man. Exactly. Worry about your own shit. True body positivity is loving yourself by taking care of yourself. Absolutely. All right, man. What we got next? Oh, we got be messy with your meals. Yeah. Be messy with your meals. That's what they're saying now. You got to be messy with your meals. You can't worry about eating clean or anything like that. Be messy with your meals. Let's check it out. 1 second while I pull it up. All right. If you look closely, it says, be messy, enjoy your meals, and eat what makes you happy. Let it be great. Let it be greasy, messy, and bad for you. You're allowed to enjoy food. Oh, freaking brother.
Oh, brother. Oh, this guy stinks.
Freaking brother. So it's crazy. This is why I love social media, bro. They said the food doesn't matter what you eat. You can eat clean and go to the gym and you still gonna be overweight.
The diet don't work for you the same.
But we got overweight people, obese people online telling you to eat whatever the fuck you want.
The diet don't work for you the same.
So what is it? Now they're telling you, oh yeah, just eat the food. Eat whatever you want. But then when I come on here and I tell people, hey, you clearly got bad habits. I can look at you and tell you got bad habits. You don't know what I'm eating. I eat all salads.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Well, clearly not, because a lot of people built like her be making the same damn excuses. So what side are we on? This right here is insane. But at least we got people actually telling on themselves, telling the truth. And we see the habits. But this right here is clearly a food addiction. This is a problem. You see your state of health. You see your body weight. You see your body composition. And you continue to do this.
Nope.
And encourage others to do it. You want others to be just as miserable as your big ass.
Big back activity.
Miserable big back ass. MBBA. Miserable big back ass. You want other people to do it. No. And then when I tell you I'm not doing that shit, you try to make me feel bad about my decisions. You're shallow. Call me shallow hell.
Nope.
It is what it is. Call me shallow then. I ain't going to be like that. This right here is insane. They play victim more than playing sports. Yep. Bella said, I love this podcast. This podcast loves you too, Bella. Marty, I'll catch you later, bro. I got to go back to work. Do your thing, SAG. This woman, big backing in the bedroom. You know that whole mattress and bed is fighting for dear life with all that sweaty, greasy, chunk funk mess on top of it. I don't want to sound biblical, but to me, this looks like sloth and gluttony. No, we could get biblical. We could for sure get a little biblical on here. Where my button at? I'm cool with getting biblical because, listen, and all these lessons and stuff I'm talking about, not to seem like I'm a preacher or something, but it can be supported by the Bible. So I love when people hit me with the quote unquote fake Christian big back talking points, because we could debunk all of that. We could debunk all that, man. Hey, this mindset ain't it. But this podcast is it, and I'm killing y'all today. Let's keep it going, man. What we got? Oh man, so we had guess the chicken sandwich. We had guess the chicken tenders. Now we got guess the burger, and it ain't the black community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Let's find out what community it is.
Okay, is this
McDonald's? Shit, this is gonna be embarrassing, by the way.
McDonald's, yeah, I cleared it last time, I cleared it.
Whose burger is
Sonic's?
Oh god.
Man, he quick as hell. He can't even, the AI can't even finish the question.
Whose burger King is this?
Can't even finish the question.
Answer. Whose burger?
Robin. This? Red Robin or.
That's insane, bro.
What is it?
Yeah,
Red Robin's. Wow.
Answer. Whose burger is this?
Whataburger?
Classic.
Yeah, that's insane, bro.
Answer. Whose burger is this?
Arby's.
That's ridiculous.
Answer. Whose burger
is In-N-Out. Fuck, this is fucking embarrassing, dude.
That's why you built like that.
I stopped doing this, probably.
Answer. Whose burger
Wendy's.
Is this?
That's why you built like that.
I've eaten some.
Oh, he said. What restaurant he say?
It's Wendy's.
Many of those.
Answer. Whose burger is this?
McDonald's double quarter pounder.
He got specific with the burger, man. Hey, listen, he got to get it together.
He got to eat.
All he do is eat.
He got to eat.
This is ridiculous. You can't. The fact that you know all the burgers means you should know all the gym memberships. I need you to know treadmills like that. I need you to know exercises like that.
Nope.
I need you to know the Stairmaster like that.
Nope.
I need you to put that energy towards going to gym. That right there is embarrassing. That's insane. White community, what's going on?
I'm not
going
to say what race, what people,
Ridiculous. And I'm killing y'all on this impromptu episode. Jennifer, what's going on, Jennifer?
Welcome to the show.
It's Mike the Fridge. It's his last name, Danfridge. His last name, Stoyaka Fridge. Oh man, let me chill. Arby's got burgers. I thought they only had cold cut meats. Well, first.
No diddy, you know.
But yes, I didn't know Arby's had burgers either. You eat a lot of fast food if you know Arby's got burgers.
Nope.
How many times you been to Arby's?
Nope.
The first thing you get at Arby's is the roast beef, pause.
No diddy, you know.
Or the curly fries. You don't go to Arby's for no burger. Ridiculous. Fast food is pretty expensive now, so a gym membership would be cheaper. Absolutely. Borrows right there. I'm at work like this live is mad random, but we here. Yes, I am me. It's very random. It's random for me too, because I'm not supposed to be live right now. But here we are. Who keeping Arby's in business anyway? Big backs.
Big back activity.
Wide backs.
Big back activity.
take up the doorway backs.
Big back activity.
Can't fit in the car backs.
Big back activity.
Can't fit on the roller coaster backs.
Big back activity.
A whole bunch of backs.
Big back activity.
Good time. Hey, C. Marty, what up, good time? Hey, good time. I had a curveball when I got off of the show with Keith and them. I'm not supposed to be live right now, but I had to get this out the way so I can enjoy the rest of my day, bars. Vicky, the curly fries hit. Yeah, Vicky. Vicky, ain't you missed workouts today? Missing workouts? Talking about Arby's curly fries hit? Oh, yeah, you're arrested. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. Finally caught a live Virgoian vixen. What's going on? Big back activity.
Big back activity.
Wide back activity.
Big back activity.
Can't measure your back activity.
Big back activity.
Can't fit your shirt activity.
Big back activity.
I can't think of nothing. see what happens when I got the impromptu show? My jokes ain't as quick. I'm still hitting the jokes, but it ain't like, you know what I'm saying? I'm all out of my element today. Oh, Vicky, it's funny. Okay, it's now you think it's funny. You're laughing at it. Another arrest. Another charge. double charge. All right, we got one more video, and I'm gonna have to get out of here, man. Hey, listen, my fellas, all y'all do is talk about we supposed to get old with age. We supposed to get the belly with age.
Belly deli.
How old are you? You ain't been through no life experience.
Belly deli.
They be trying to make it seem like I don't know what I'm talking about. So we're going to look at a Morris Chestnut Men's Health video for some inspiration for the fellas. Do Vicky's voice again. All right. I got you. I got you. What did Vicky say? She said, the curly fries hit. Yeah, I had the roast beef sandwich too. Hey, nope. Yo. Vicky at Arby's getting the roast beef sandwich.
No diddy, you know?
And missing workouts. Another charge for Vicky. Vicky got three charges and missed workouts today. And you missed workout today. Three charges. The joke's taking too long. Oh, now my joke's taking... Four charges for Vicky. Yeah, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're banned from comments. Don't comment anymore. All right, we got one more video. Like I said, we're going to look at this quickly because I do got to get out of this joint. All right, man. Hey, listen, fellas, get y'all ass in the gym. All right? I don't know how old he is. He got to be in his 50s. Somebody find out how old Morris Chestnut is. Pause.
No diddy, you know?
But yeah, listen, fellas, we gotta get it together, man. When I made that post about the NBA player Raymond Felton, all the men was mad. He probably got knee and back issues.
Nope.
Yeah, if you just sit around and drink and you sit around and eat whatever you want with no activity, yeah, you're going to have some knee and hip issues, right? If you ain't active at all, you ain't mobile at all. So listen, fellas, get y'all ass in the gym. And you know I'm telling the truth, and you know I got to go. We got one more video, actually, after this. We got one more video after this. Vicky said...
It's barbecue in there.
Vicky, stay at the Arby's drive-thru.
It's barbecue in there.
Vicky probably be at Chick-fil-A, too.
It's barbecue in there.
That's why Vicky ass came to train. Yeah, I need some help.
It's barbecue in there.
All that barbecue you eating, you probably do need some help.
It's barbecue in there.
I think you put the barbecue down since you started training with C. Marty Fit. But it looked like you talking about curly fries, so you still at the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Another charge. Hey, yo. Why is there always fast food restaurants next door to the gym? I'm not sure, man. But it's a lot of...
It's Burger King.
It's a lot of...
It's Wendy's.
At my gym. It's a whole bunch of them. It's a whole bunch of them. Let's list them off. You got McDonald's. Thick Donald's. Tropical Smoothie. That's a fast food restaurant. I don't care what y'all got to say. Popeyes. Sonic, Buffalo Wild Wings. This is no cap. Chick-fil-A, Five Guys. This is all walking distance from my gym. Ask anybody at my gym. No cap. Ask Tune when y'all see him. Vicky racking up charges. Yeah, Vicky's done for today. She's out of here. I think she's done.
Strike three, you're out.
What you know, Joe? Morris Chestnut, 56. 56 years old, fellas. 56. Remember that. Get y'all shit together, fellas. He's a fine 55 years old. Okay, Marsha. Thirsty. Thirsty Marsha. It's like, nah, I'm playing. Not a fella, but still inspired to stay fit at that age. I feel you. I had Sweet Green last Saturday for the first time. I bet it was fire, too, Joe. There's a McDonald's and Panda Express not too far away from my gym. Yep, we got Panda Express too, right over there by my gym. Crazy, right? We're going to take a trip to North Carolina. Any North Carolinians on this podcast? No? All right. Well, that's fine. Let's see. Let's check out what they got to say in North Carolina. Let's check it out.
North Carolina is one of the biggest states of producing...
The BBW Sanctuary, that's what they call North Carolina.
BBW, 62% of the women here are overweight to obese, and that's according to the Department of Agriculture. And I could visually see that with my eyes. If you like BBWs, come to North Carolina. North Carolina.
If you like BBWs, come to North Carolina.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Now, they called it the BBW Sanctuary. Now, let's check out the comments. Ninjas, which town? Asking for a friend.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
If she too something, we can't do something.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Look at the black men. Look at the black men encouraging our women to be BBWs. Is that why those boys love going to Charlotte? I mean, you could have just tagged me. Look at the girls supporting.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's getting crazy, man. Not sure how to take this. When I first moved here, I went to Nordstrom's and asked where the petite section was. They looked at me like I was crazy. And what race you think those workers were?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Any Michiganers on this podcast? Come to Michigan in the summer. It's BB Barbecue Paradise. We around 80% BMI, big, meaty individual. Whoa.
It's barbecue in there.
That's crazy. What city? Be specific. See? Honestly, no cap. It's like there are nothing but BBWs here. Feels like it's their default setting out here. Man. one real guy. Oh, yeah. One real ninja. Drake looking ninja. Nah, bro. You can keep him down there. But, yeah, you see the encouragement, man. We not making this shit up. Fellas got to do better. Ladies, you got to stop listening to the shit. All right? There's a Starbucks next to my gym, and it stays busy. I can imagine people picking up their Venti sugary drinks after a hard workout.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Oh, Joe, you from the BBW sanctuary. You from the BBW sanctuary, Joe. BBW Nation?
Nope.
Oh, Lord. So we got thousands of land whales wilding around in one town. Yes.
It gotta eat.
Sanctuary.
It gotta eat.
Town.
It gotta eat.
Place.
It gotta eat.
Boulevard.
It gotta eat.
Pub.
It gotta eat.
Hookah bar.
It gotta eat.
Club.
It gotta eat.
Let me stop, man. Yeah, Big Meaty was actually insane. Big Meaty was crazy.
First of all,
that's past course, man.
So that town is the smelliest town in the world with that big people smell. Wow. That's fucking crazy. Otherwise, you just big sanctuary. Yes, so that too.
It gotta eat.
And wonder why they can't finish cardio because they drinking Starbucks with extra caramel and whipped cream. Whoop. He didn't lie, though. He didn't lie one bit. Not one bit. All right, man. Listen, I'm sorry for the late show, but I appreciate y'all watching. Make sure y'all hit the like button. This is the Best Fitness Podcast out. Follow my social media, C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, and C Marty Fit on YouTube. Clearly, that's where y'all watching. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you want to go to BBW Sanctuary, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be 400 pounds and only required women to be 175 pounds or lower, don't watch the podcast. If you want to say big life saved you from ratchet life, don't watch the podcast. If you want to say be messy with your meals, don't watch the podcast. And I'll be live again on Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. If you twerking your chunk funk wind, don't watch the podcast. That's crazy. I'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. Hopefully be in the studio with Tune. If not, I'll be right here. And listen, catch y'all on the next episode. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.